Madeira is a job, all right.
But Mr. Hammond, getting back to what, want to get back to the types of land you had around here. What did you call that land, maybe, that was so, was damp, you know, late in the spring or something like that?
Well, that's kind of a, we'd call it seeps. More so, you see, it come right smart rain, and these hills on the side would let the water seep down in this low place. Now, one down here, through this past year, it's a seepy place.
Yeah.
And it ought to have been bush hog here way back in the
but bush hog, what does that mean?
That's cutting wheat, bushes, briars, what have you come up in there, you know, and if you don't keep that cut out, the grass ain't no good.
Yeah.
The grass will get up there in the size, well, it'll get cut and the cow don't like to eat it, but cut it off and let a new crop come out, why, you got good grass. Good young kind of grass, it's not over the top like this, as far as.
But, a seep, you call that?
Yes.
Now, something like kind of a shallow pond, any other types of, you know, that you'd have water maybe standing in it all the time?
Well, yeah, I've got a place or two back over there that rain had washed and old leaves and dirt in there.
Yeah.
It was greened off all right, the farming. There's water in there now, I expect me to eat. And a couple of places like that, yes. Word wouldn't take me. I don't know how long it'd take me now, but I used to have done it just a little while, cleaned it out, you know, and let that water drain down. Hopefully. I can't do none of that shoveling now.
Yeah.
And it just made a pond back there. It's not very big, but it both places I expect to take up a quarter to half an acre of land.
You used to have to drain your, did you ever drain your land?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you take the land that's cultivating. It'll have low places, you know, along in it, and big grains, anything in the middle to get full of water. You take your shovel, go cut the rows into it, and let the water get out.
Dig a little.
Little trench, yeah.
Trench. Talking about meadows, what was a meadow, you said?
Well, you usually call it a meadow hay meadows.
I see.
Where you cut your hay and so on and so forth.
Was a meadow a place maybe that you could only grow hay or something like that?
Oh, no, you can grow anything pretty well if you want to, but still it, you'd cut it out for a meadow, you know, to raise your hay on. It didn't necessarily have to be on that spot.
I see.
I like this out here. I planted this Pensacola Bahia grass out there about 11 years ago, I reckon, 10, 11. And I used that for my hay meadow. Last year I cut enough hay to do me 2 years.
Yes.
Well, I cut more than that, cut 2,000 bales.
Pretty good.
But this year, I didn't need no hay, and I didn't try to sell any of that last year, and keep it stacked, you got good hay right on and the dry. Got food, no hay this time.